there seems to be a new ailment on the block, something doing the rounds that you wouldn't have heard about 30 years ago. This is called text neck, and yep, it's all linked to your mobile phone. So those people that you have to dodge in town, scuttling towards you at full speed on the pavement, head bowed over their little screen, they probably got it. Now, if you can't last 5 minutes without looking at your mobile, you could well have text neck as well. To tell you more about it, Bernadette Dukes and Sharon Cooper here from the Riverside Natural Health Centre in West Bridgeford. Good morning.
Good morning.
Neither of you have text neck.
Hopefully not.
No, because that wouldn't be good, would it? No. That would not be a good advert. What is text neck?
Basically, it's, as you say, it's a repetitive strain, but primarily at the neck area and the shoulders. And it's due to prolonged reaching over with your neck and then your shoulders hunched up. It's causing tightness in the neck region at the front and then overstretching the back muscles and your neck muscles at the back.
Okay. Who is most at risk? Obviously people who are using their phones a lot, but any particular age group?
Well, everybody, really. On average, stats show that as a whole, we use our phone from 2 to 4 hours a day, which is about 1,400 hours a year. And that's a lot of time to be using a mobile phone and being in this awkward position. And the reason for these symptoms is because if you imagine your head weighs from 8 to 10 pounds, that's 5 bags of sugar. And for your neck to have strain of 5 bags of sugar for 2 hours a day.
Oh, I hadn't thought of it that way before.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It will hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, those people with really big brains, that's going to weigh even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not counting myself in that number. But that sounds like a serious thing. So, I mean, this is 2 to 4 hours on average. I know people that are on there more often. Mm-hmm. If you are on there for short bursts, is that going to have less of an impact?
Well, yes, but a good thing to do is if you know that you're going to use your phone, if you've got emails to do and you've got to be on your phone for more than 15 minutes, make sure that you put your head in your natural position every 15 minutes just to stop that from causing that strain of overstressing the back muscles and overstretching them.
Okay. So I'm just trying to think about how text neck would manifest itself. How would that feel, Sharon?
Well, obviously your neck tightens.
Yeah.
Your shoulders rise, you're just going to feel uncomfortable, aren't you, over a long period of time. So it just gradually gets worse. And as well as all the other things that do our posture, you know, driving, even watching telly, looking at computers, this is just an added strain onto our neck and our back. And it just does the whole posture. It's not just your neck, it just does the whole of the back.
Right.
So we need to take a bit more care about ourselves.
Yeah, because we're sitting down more these days, aren't we?
Sitting down, that doesn't do your posture any good either, because you're slightly bending without realising when you're sitting in a chair. Mm. It's only when you realise that you straighten yourself up and you realise you've been in a wrong position. Mm. It's only when you think about it.
It's only when you sort of, when you sort of straighten yourself out and then you go...
Yeah.
And sometimes you do feel it. I mean, literally.
That's right. We need to do a bit more shoulder rolling, a bit more stretching of the neck.
Okay, so while we're talking about what we can do about it, little exercises? You talk about shoulder rolling?
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, there are plenty of exercises that you can do. You know, everybody can Google nowadays because they're always on their phone. But two in particular that I would pick would be simply a chin tuck, which is basically pushing your head and your chin into your neck, creating a double chin, holding that for 3 to 5 seconds and then just relaxing. Those will just straighten out the muscles and then get them into that position that you need to be in. And then a simple one would be shoulder retraction, so putting your arms up and then bringing your shoulder blades. If you imagine that somebody's putting your hand on your spine, try and get your scapula, which is your shoulder blades, to meet in the middle.
Okay.
And then again hold that and then just kind of feel that stretch.
Right.
And then once you've got to that point, you know that you're kind of breaking through all that built-up fascia and strain.
You do massage as well, don't you?
Isn't
that your thing?
It is, kind of.
Right. And are you finding, are you getting people in who are saying to you, look, I have really stiff shoulders or stiff shoulders?
Yeah, so I mean, it's more on the prolonged symptoms, really. So once you get that stiffness, it can turn into headaches, stiff necks, restricted mobility. And when people are on the brink and think, oh, I can't do this now, that's when they come to me. I'm kind of like a last resort.
Right.
I was going to say that's when we do see people, isn't it?
Yeah.
We don't see people
before
it happens.
Yeah.
We see people when they've got the pain.
Yeah.
And really, coming for things like massage, reflexology, you know, acupuncture, all those things people need to do beforehand to have a little think about their bodies and know when they need it, because that's when we see people when they're in pain.
Yes.
That's when it's happening.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. So you're a massage person, you're hot stones and things like that.
I'm the
you?
More gentle, relaxing side.
Yeah.
I do reflexology, hot stone. It's about relaxing the body as well as doing
taking the tension away from it,
the muscles,
you
know,
mind.
Working the muscles like you do with the massage and the exercises. I do the more sort of relaxing the body, which we're not very good at doing, relaxing.
No, true.
We're not very good at giving our time, you know, space to ourselves and relaxing. And
bit of time out, bit of movement.
Time out. Yeah.
And that would take time out of looking at your phone as well, coming for an hour's treatment.
Yeah.
You won't be on your phone.
But it's interesting you say that, isn't it? Because I think that's part of the problem. People think time out, what shall I do? Oh, I look on Facebook. Just go for a walk or something like that. What's wrong with all these people? He says, looking at his phone, making sure he hasn't missed a message. You've made me feel more relaxed already.
Oh,
thank you. And while no one's looking next door, I'm going to draw the curtain. I'm going to do my own little mini workout.